In this bulletin, New South Wales and Queensland health authorities investigate potential cases of coronavirus. The US firefighters killed when their air tanker crashed in southern New South Wales are identified. And in tennis, Ashley Barty is through to the fourth round of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales health authorities have confirmed they are investigating four people potentially infected with the coronavirus. Currently, there have been no confirmed cases of the respiratory transmitted virus in the state. Queensland health authorities are also investigating two possible cases of the virus. The death toll from the coronavirus in China has reached 25, with more than 800 others infected. Chinese authorities confirm there have been 830 cases of the infectious and potentially deadly virus, which first broke out in the Chinese city of Wuhan. The update follows the World Health Organization declaring the outbreak an emergency in China. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the announcement but made it clear the organisation hasn't deemed it an international epidemic.
I'm not declaring a public health emergency of international concern today. Make no mistake, this is, though, an emergency in China. But it has not yet become a global health emergency. It may yet become one.
Non-fatal cases have been confirmed in at least seven other countries. The three United States firefighters killed while helping fight fires in southern New South Wales have been formally identified. Captain Ian Macbeth, First Officer Paul Hudson, and Flight Engineer Rick De Morgan Jr. died when their C-130 air tanker crashed into the ground north of Cooma yesterday afternoon. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has described the incident as a deep tragedy for the firefighting community. He says the men were experienced and dedicated to their job as aerial firefighters, and their sacrifice will not be forgotten.
We will be forever indebted to the enormous contribution and indeed the ultimate sacrifice that's been paid as a result of these extraordinary individuals doing a remarkable job, as they have done now for years here in New South Wales.
The ongoing bushfire season in New South Wales has been labelled as the darkest summer in the state's history. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister David Elliott made the comments while farewelling US and Canadian firefighters who travelled to Australia to assist in the crisis. Mr. Elliott says he is hopeful such a season, which is still far from over, will never occur again.
I'm hoping that we don't have a repeat next year or the year after or for the next 10 years of the summer that we've seen. The reality is we probably will. So some of you we will see again. But I hope that if your various jurisdictions need to put your hand up for assistance from us, let me promise you that we'll be there.
More than 20 people have been killed in New South Wales so far this bushfire season. In tennis, Australia's Ashley Barty is through to the fourth round of the Australian Open after a convincing win at Melbourne Park today. The world number one was too strong for Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina, taking the match in straight sets 6-3, 6-2. Barty says while she is looking forward to the next round, she is still yet to play her best tennis.
A very tough one. I felt like I had to be really switched on. A lot of those games were long and tough, and I was just able to get out of them at the right time. So I'm really happy today. I felt like it's probably the best I've played this summer so far. It's just nice to get another opportunity to come out and enjoy it, because this is why I train, this is why I work hard, to come out here and compete and enjoy this moment, and I'm loving every minute.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 26. Melbourne, cloud increasing, 25. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Canberra, much the same, 31. Wollongong, a shower or two, 25. Sydney, a possible shower, 27. Newcastle, early shower or two, 29. Brisbane, showers, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, possible showers and a storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.